Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are blessed with the great Cindy Battino. Cindy is just an awesome person, and she's got so much information to share that I don't want to take away from any of it. So today we're going to talk about the 15 ways to create healthy boundaries with your ex during and after a divorce. What a hot topic, especially with all of the people going through all of these trials and tribulations in their life. So with no more said other than, hello, Cindy, how are you today?
Hey, Zurian, I'm good. It's nice to be back on your show. And I'm really excited to talk about healthy boundaries and how to create them and keep them and hold them with your ex during and after divorce, because that's where I see a lot of my clients really kind of fall apart. They don't know what healthy boundaries are. They don't know how to create them. They don't know really what to do with their overwhelming emotions and their fear. And as you know, Zurian, I'm focusing my practice on working with people around separation and divorce, whether they're considering it, whether they're going through it, whether they're have gone through it and then still find themselves stuck. And, you know, because our exes, if we have children, our exes are with us for the rest of our lives. We divorce them, kind of, but we don't really get rid of them. So how do we, you know, have a happy life with our exes still in our life? Either going through separation and divorce, if you have children, they're still going to definitely be around, and then as well after. So I'm doing a lot of coaching virtually around separation and divorce via Skype and FaceTime and phone, and so I'm working with people all across the country. I did a teleconference earlier this month on 10 healthy ways to create healthy boundaries, and I just wanted to really expand on that so that the people that are listening, if you were listening in on the teleconference, you'll have those 10, but then there's more tools for your toolbox in today's Blog Talk Radio show. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to help people create healthy boundaries. Everything that I'm going to talk about today, I've done. So, you know, I've been through divorce. And all of these things that I'm going to recommend, they're not easy. They're not easy. Just put that right out there. But they're very doable. And if you follow these 15 guidelines, you will have a very happy, doable life with your ex still somewhere in the picture. And most importantly, it will really, really save your children in the long run, because the children really lose everything in divorce. And, you know, how do we get through this really messy process and not destroy our children in the process is a tightrope. So having healthy boundaries is super essential to the well-being and emotional well-being of your children. That being said, the very first healthy boundary to create with your ex is to insulate the children from the process and the emotions and your emotions about the process of divorce as much as possible. You only want to discuss the details of the divorce and your emotions about the divorce outside of the home. Little ones have big ears, you know, mm-hmm. And they will be listening at every step or turn. If you're in your room with the door closed and you're talking to your ex and you're ranting and you're raving, or you're talking to your divorce attorney, or, you know, God forbid you've hired a PI and you're talking, they're going to hear it. They're going to walk up to your door and they're going to listen because they're scared, right? And they want to know what's going on because they think that's going to help them. And the truth is, it doesn't help them. So really, only discuss the details of the divorce or your feelings about the divorce away from your children, in your car, you know, when your kids are at school. Just really keep it away from them as much as possible. Don't use them as messengers. Don't give your children checks or reports or mail or documents to the children to give your ex. You know, if you have something to say to your ex, you say it to your ex directly. If you have something to give to your ex, you give it to your ex directly. Please don't put the children in the middle. And that's exactly what a lot of times what happens. And no matter how old your children are, they're still your children. They're not your friends. I don't care if they're 30 years old. They still want mom and dad to be together. They still want the inclusive family. You know, they are not your friends and your confidants. So really keep them away from the process as much as possible. So that's the first one, healthy boundary number one, insulate the children. Healthy boundary number two, treat your ex and the process like a business transaction. So I can hear people laughing so hard right now at that one that they're just like falling over in their chairs, because that's a pretty heavy one and that's a pretty hard one to actually accomplish, but it is possible to accomplish this. And let me tell you how. You want to be courteous and kind to your ex always. Put on the happy face. I don't care how much you're seething. I don't care how angry you are. Put on the happy face. Have your divorce meetings at a public venue, like Starbucks, to keep you both in line. So if you know you get uber emotional or you know they get uber emotional, to help keep everything more business-like, you know, put yourself in a public venue to discuss the divorce. Keep it as clean and as unemotional as possible. Again, I'm hearing the guffaws, but it really is doable. And the way to do that, again, is to work out your emotional issues elsewhere. If you know you're going to have to meet with your ex to talk about the divorce, you're going to have to meet with your ex to talk about custody, have a therapy session first. Call your best friend first and just, like, verbally vomit all of your, you know, horrible emotions and all of your angst about the process to them first so that you're more clear when they're sitting in front of you. So I'm not saying don't have your feelings. It's really important that you own your feelings. It's how you express them and when you express them that can make all the difference in the world. So healthy boundary number two, treat your ex in the process like a business transaction. It's difficult, but it's doable. I know you can do it. Healthy boundary number three, keep your ex up to date on all happenings with the children when they're with you. So you want to treat them the way you want to be treated. I mean, Zurian, if you knew your child, wouldn't you want to know if your child was throwing up all day yesterday if they were with somebody else? Wouldn't matter who they were with?
Of course.
Yeah, if you got a phone call from the principal and I were your ex, but it was our child, I'd want to know if my kid was in trouble. I'd want to know if my kid got a D on the report card. I'd want to know if my kid was pulled over and got a DUI and had to be bailed out of jail. You know,
hey, if you ask my oldest son, if the school dialed my number, usually by the time they finished, I was standing in front of the office.
And that's awesome, but that other parent needs to know as well. You know, I mean, and it's not necessarily the school's place, you know, to make sure both parents are called. You know, this is something that you really, and what this does is this creates a really healthy foundation for co-parenting. Really, really healthy. So just treat the other person the way you would want to be treated. So any doctor's visit, school report card, school issues, friends issues, discipline issues, you know, let the other parent know. I still do this with my ex. You know, if my daughter, you know, scrapes the car or does something, you know, and I want to wring her neck, I call my ex. And I'm like, okay, just so that you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And to just try to keep them in the loop. You know, just want you to know I got a call from, you know, our son, and he's having a tough time. Why don't you give him a phone call? I'm sure he'd really love to hear from you. And this is so important for co-parenting and for the future co-parenting of your children. So that was healthy boundary number three. Keep your ex up to date on all happenings. Healthy boundary number four, never, ever, ever leave nasty emails, Facebook messages, voicemails, tweets, texts, whatever, for your ex and we've talked about this numerous times, Zurian, on the show, and I can never say it enough, but this is the fodder for divorce attorneys. This will be used against you in court. If you hear nothing else, hear this. Never, ever, ever leave nasty voicemails, messages, Facebook pages, whatever. And not only is it fodder for the divorce attorneys, but your kids get on your phone. Your kids read your tweets. Your kids get on your Facebook pages. They see all of this. And it's really harmful to them. It's very, very harmful. So that's healthy boundary number four, never, ever leave nasty stuff for your ex. Healthy boundary number five. Now, this one gets a little bit complicated because if you're separated in the same house, so everybody that's listening today, every state has different requirements about separating if you don't have children, separating if you do have children, separating in-house, or whether you have to be separated apart means you both have to be in different places. So in Virginia, you can be separate and apart and still live in the same home. So we do have a lot of people that are listening that are separated from their partners, but they're living in the same house, and this can get really dicey, okay? So make sure you have a safe place that you can go and lock the door if you need to. So whether that's a bedroom, that's a bathroom, whether that's downstairs, you make sure that you have a safe place that you can go to. Put yourself in a timeout if emotions become too much. If things start getting dicey, put both of you in a timeout. Say, okay, well, we can come back to this when we're not so emotional or so angry, or no yelling, no screaming, no following the other person ranting and raving at them. It's just, it's not okay. Let's see. And then, oh, this is a really good one. If you're separated in the same house, it's really important that you have a chore list and you have a schedule so that everyone is clear about expectations. You know, so let's say, Zurian, you've always mowed the lawn. Okay, so that might still be, Zurian, that might still be your responsibility to mow the lawn, even though we're separated. I always cooked. So, okay, I'm still going to cook. You know, but who's going to do all of these other things? And when do you have the children, Zurian? When do I have the children? When do we need to hire a babysitter? Because our schedules conflict. And if we can have a chore list and if we can have a schedule, then everybody is really super clear about what's expected of the other person. And then it really helps with keeping the anxiety level down, the frustration levels down during this really tough time. So that was number five. If you're separated in the same house, have a safe place, put yourself in a timeout, have a chore list and schedule. Healthy boundary number six, keep your home sacred and peaceful. So this just kind of compounds the other one. So even if you're not separated in the same house, don't discuss your divorce at home. Keep it outside the home, not even just for the children, but just so that your home becomes a sacred place. You don't have to worry that, you know, you're going to get badgered with the next negotiating item on your PSA, your property settlement agreement. You know when you go home that you can relax. And again, leave the room if emotions become overwhelming. If your ex is dropping off your kids and you guys start getting into it, step away. You know, really, it's really important to step away. Healthy boundary number seven, use your words, but use them carefully. You need to be able to speak your boundaries. You need to be able to have your no, your healthy no. Please don't use your words to punish, demean, or humiliate. You don't need to personally attack your ex. You wouldn't want them doing that to you. So really, you might have to bite your tongue, you know, a lot during this process. I still do. I still bite my tongue. And only say things that you're going to follow through on and be consistent about. It's no different than when you're with your kids. You don't want to create ultimatums that you're not going to follow through on. You want to have integrity and consistency. You want people to respect you, and they only respect you when you're consistent and you say only the things you mean. So be very, very careful with your words. Healthy boundary number eight, stay out of your ex's phone, computer, and email. I see this so much, Zurian, and it's so bad. I mean, it's just, it's really, really bad. It's inappropriate. It lacks integrity. You're only getting a part of the picture because you don't have the whole backstory. So all these assumptions are created. Emotions really flare a lot when you don't even have all the pieces to the puzzle. And you're doing something you know you absolutely shouldn't do. And then you open the door to them doing it to you and retaliate. And then it just becomes this huge, well, I want to use a word I can't use, but it becomes a real problem. So really, just no matter what, just stay away from their computer. Stay away from your ex's phone. Stay away from your ex's Facebook page and email. Healthy boundary number 9, get as much support as you can. You know, during this time, tumultuous time, overwhelming emotion time, terror of the unknown time, you know, hire as many professionals as you can afford, have as much support as you can with friends, with family, with professionals of all kinds, attorneys, family therapists, life coach, personal trainer, massage therapist, spiritual advisor. You know, anyone that you can think of that's really going to help you walk this path of separation and divorce. And at the end, you look in the mirror and feel good about you. You know, that you held yourself with integrity. You really insulated the children and took care of the children as much as possible and didn't harm, you know, your ex as much as possible. So get as much support as you can, and make sure that you have a safe place and safe people to vent to. And 3 people that are not safe, Zurian, guess who the 3 people are?
Your kids, your mom and dad.
Yep. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Who are the 3 people that aren't safe?
Okay, so you're right, the kids, absolutely. The kids are not safe people to vent to. Your divorce attorney, you're paying them like $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 an hour, and they're not trained to be therapists. So, you know, don't vent to your attorney. And let me tell you, they complain a lot about having to step into the counselor role when that's really not their forte. And your ex is not a safe person to vent to. And I like what you said about mom and dad, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, because that is, you're so wise. It's really true. Sometimes you can vent to mom and dad, sometimes you can't. So I'll get to that in just a little bit. Healthy boundary number 10, therapy and coaching is your friend because it gives you a safe place. Hopefully, they'll bring you back to center and to a place of clarity. Hopefully, they're going to give you a reality check. You know, this is what I think is happening, but is it really what's really happening? And have somebody who's objective, somebody who has skills and tools to look at what you're seeing as reality and help guide you through this minefield. And of course, using a therapist or a coach is cheaper than using your divorce attorney. Really super, super important. So we're almost there. We're at the end stretch. Healthy boundary number 11 is family might not be your best source of support. So here we go, mom and dad, right? So mom and dad, brothers, sisters, your family might be a family that really needs to vilify. And same with friends. There are some friends who really need to vilify. They need to have somebody who's right and somebody who's wrong. You know, someone who's the good person and someone who's the bad person. And, you know, it takes 2 people to make a happy marriage, and it takes 2 people to create an unhappy marriage. It's never one person's fault. It's never, ever. I haven't seen one case where it's one person's fault. So you need to really be careful of friends or family that have that need to vilify the other person. It only brings you down. And mom and dads and family, they really want to support you, but they also might be really mad at you. They might not believe in divorce. They might really love your soon-to-be ex, and they don't know what to do with that. Maybe nobody in the family has ever been divorced before. My family didn't speak to me for 9 months because my ex was, you know, he was the hero. And so family and friends, be careful, because you might not be able to, they might not be able to support you through this process, and that's why it's really important that you find people who can. Healthy boundary number 12, stay away from friends that want to live their awful divorce through you. Okay, so this is my analogy, Zurian. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, so divorce is like pregnancy and childbirth.
Okay.
Because when you're pregnant, and you can't understand this, but when you're pregnant, people either want to touch your belly as a female, or they want to tell you their horrible, horrible childbirth story. Nobody wants to tell you their great childbirth story. They always want to tell you how many hours, 20 hours, oh my God, and I felt like my legs were being cut off without, you know, any pain medication. And everyone has this horror story around labor and delivery, and most people have a horror story about divorce, and they get some kind of negative pleasure about really telling you all the awful things that happened during their divorce. And with these people, you really have to say thank you very much for caring and thank you for really wanting to share, but I'm going to try to do it a different way, you know, mm-hmm. and they'll see things that really aren't there because they're reliving their divorce. So stay away from friends that want to live their awful divorce through you. Healthy boundary number 13, find a family therapist to help your children deal with their losses. Please, 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 please. For your children, divorce is a complete loss model. There is not one positive thing that comes from divorce from your children or with your children. They lose their definition of family. They lose safety. They lose their traditions. They lose their bedroom. They lose their home. Sometimes they even lose their school and their friends because people have to move outside their school district. So if you're scared, they're 100 times more scared than you. If you're angry, they're 100 times more angry than you, and you really need to give them a safe place where they can talk about their feelings, they can talk about their anger, their resentment, their bitterness, how unfair the world is. They need to talk about all the stuff that they are going through in a really safe place with someone who can really hold their hand and let them know they're going to be okay and it's not their fault and they're going to get through it. And a safe, objective place is not necessarily mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle, because, again, everybody has their own feelings about what's going on and what's happening. So number 13, find a family therapist to help your children deal with their losses. Healthy boundary number 14, don't be afraid to walk away. So this just takes it a little bit deeper about if things get emotional, walk away. If you don't like what's going on with your divorce, with your divorce attorney, walk away. Never be afraid to walk away. Follow your gut. Your gut is usually right. If you're talking to friends and all of a sudden they start telling you their horror stories, walk away. Never be afraid to walk away. And finally, the last one, this is the best one, Zurian. So the first one was the best one, insulate your children. The last one, number 15, the best one, you can't control your ex, so don't even try. Should I say it again?
Yes.
Don't control your ex, don't even try. I said that wrong. You can't control your ex, so don't even try. You know, any modicum of manipulation that you could have or control over your partner that you could have while you were together as partners is now absolutely gone. You ain't got nothing. You can't control what they say to your children, what they don't say to your children. You can't control how they react to the divorce or don't react to the divorce. You can't control how they parent your children, how they won't parent your children. So don't waste your breath. Be the best person that you can be, and invite others around you to do the same. So I see this all the time, people trying to manipulate and control their ex, make sure they brush their kids' teeth or make sure they do things a certain way, And they just, it's like taking your head and bashing it against a stone wall. You know, it's completely useless. And all it does is really upset the other person, because no one wants to be controlled. They didn't want to be controlled during the marriage, and they certainly don't want to be controlled when they're not with you anymore in the marriage. So finally, you can't control your ex, so don't even try. All you can control is you and being the best person that you can be. So that was a lot of stuff, Sirian. It was a lot. So everyone who's listening, if you want this list of boundaries, if you want this list of 15 ways to create healthy boundaries with your ex during and after divorce, please email me, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at transform-heal.com. And please go on to my website, www.transform-heal.com, to get hours of coaching, free coaching advice about separation, about divorce, about any kind of life crisis as well. As also another resource, Second Saturday. They have Second Saturdays all over the country. I speak for the one in Fairfax and in Fairfax County and Loudoun County, and they're either free or with a minimal fee, and you sit there for a day and have a panel of professionals walk you through the process of divorce, answer your questions, and it's a great way to help you figure out a plan on how you want to move forward with your divorce. And knowledge is power. And so I wish I had known about Second Saturdays. And there's also something called Your Divorce Force and Brilliant Exits that's in our area as well. So I encourage you to get as much knowledge as possible so that you can do this process in a way that honors your children, that honors your heart, that honors your integrity. And I think that's it, Zurian. Anything else to add?
No, that actually was outstanding. And okay. I know that you work with people all over the country, so they don't necessarily have to be in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, but you also work with people in other areas outside of that. They just need to make the action happen by giving you a call or looking at your website or getting the help that they need.
Yeah, and I hope, since it was a lot of information, please, if you want a list, I'm really happy to send you the list. The more of these healthy boundaries we can be solid with, the happier our life is going to be. Your ex isn't going anywhere, especially if you have children, and the happier your children are going to be. And that's the most important, is we've got to really take care of our children during this messy process.
Yes, ma'am. Plus that, as you say, life continues and life goes on, so you need to go on to the new chapters of your life.
Yeah. You know what else these are really, really great is when we go into another relationship, or when our ex goes into another relationship and then you get another person kind of involved in the mix. If you have these, if you both, you and your ex, agree to these boundaries and you stick to them, it really helps make those extra people coming in far less messy. And it really prevents a lot of future angst and anxiety and too many cooks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps it really clean, which is really, really nice.
Outstanding. Well, could you give everybody again, ladies and gentlemen, we were blessed with the knowledge and wisdom and experience of Ms. Cindy Battino. And Cindy, could you give them your contact information one more time before we close, and a closing quote, and we're gone.
Oh, my goodness, a closing quote. Oh, Cindy at transform-heal.com. That's my email. My website, www.transform-heal.com. You can always call me. I give a free 30-minute phone consult, and my phone number is 703-966-7620. The closing quote would be, insulate your children from the process of divorce, and knowledge is power. So get as much knowledge as you can before you even walk into the process. And then while you're going through the process and even afterwards, insulate the children. There will always be the children, and you will always be the adult. So stand in your adultness. It's awesome.
Roger that. Well, Cindy, thank you for coming on the show. We truly appreciate it. and, of course, the 15 ways to create a healthy boundaries within your with your ex during and after a divorce. That was really great.
Thank you, Zurian. Have a great day. And everybody out there, have a great day.
You too. Take care. Be well.
Okay,
again, ladies
bye-bye.
And gentlemen, that was Cindy Bottino. And Cindy is a coach, a life coach, all of the above, but her specialty is actually divorce and separation, where she does a lot of her time, but she also talks on other areas. And today she was kind enough to bless us with, again, the 15 ways to create healthy boundaries with your ex during and after your divorce. And as Cindy said, guard your children. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you very much. If there's somebody that you know that can get something from what was shared today, please feel free to share the show with them. And again, share Cindy's information. Again, as always, we wish you all much success. Take care and be well.